Rasmussen, 51% of voters suspect high-level crimes to stop Trump presidency. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 18, 2019. A Rasmussen poll reveals a little more than half of likely U.S. voters suspect crimes were committed by high-level law enforcement officials in an effort to stop a Donald Trump presidency. But only 32% believe anyone will be punished. How likely is it that senior federal law enforcement officials broke the law in an effort to prevent Donald Trump from winning the presidency? Survey participants were asked. The national survey, obtained via telephone and the internet, shows 51% of likely U.S. voters believe high-level law enforcement officials have broken the law to stop Trump from winning the White House. The 51% who suspect high-level crimes includes 34% who say such a situation is very likely. Rasmussen report states that even 42% of Democrats now suspect high-level wrongdoing to stop Trump. According to the survey results, 36% of participants consider high-level illegality as unlikely, including 22% who say that situation is not at all likely. In addition, 13% of likely voters are not sure. When asked how likely it is that criminal charges will be brought against senior federal law enforcement officials for their effort to prevent a Trump presidency, only 32% of all voters believe it is likely that criminal charges will be brought against the high-level law enforcement officials for their effort to stop Trump's presidency, while 54% view charges against the officials as unlikely. Voters are also evenly divided, each at 45%, over which of the two 2016 presidential campaigns, Trump or Hillary Clinton's, is more likely to have had illegal foreign help. According to a February Rasmussen survey, 56% of likely U.S. voters believe senior federal law enforcement officials are likely to have broken the law in their discussions in May 2017 to oust Trump, and 51% want a special prosecutor to investigate that situation. The current survey obtained the responses of 1,000 likely voters and was conducted October 9 to 10, 2019. The margin of sampling error is +/-3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence.